USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
It was January 21st when the first positive coronavirus case was identified on U.S. soil. Now, exactly 8 months into the pandemic, and the United States has hit 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. The rate of infections continues to rise. Nationwide, the average rate of new coronavirus cases has increased to about 40,000 per day. Ricardo Aguirre from Phoenix survived his infection but lost 9 members of his family.
All I know is that my mother is the one that started having the symptoms first. And from there, it was my dad, myself, my wife, my 2 kids, and then my brother.
President Trump continues to put the blame on China for the virus, but his 2020 rival, Joe Biden, says it's exactly the president's fault.
Due to Donald Trump's lies and incompetence in the past 6 months, I've seen one of the gravest losses of American life in history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After passing Bermuda just a day before, powerful Hurricane Teddy is heading for the Atlantic side of Canada, producing potentially life-threatening surf and rip current conditions along the way, according to forecasters. The storm is a few hundred miles south of the Nova Scotia capital of Halifax, with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles per hour, making it a Category 1 hurricane. The Canadian Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning for the south coast of Nova Scotia and a tropical storm watch for the province's northern coast. Flooding and power outages are expected. With more people staying home from the pandemic, more people are bored and turning to exotic pets as entertainment. And more neighbors are home to complain about it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can hear the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.